This week's Start Your Day in the Torah Way has been sponsored by Lishmas, Reb David Shmuel ben Reb Moshe Zichron and Levocha.
Yud Gimel Cheshvan, Thursday the 17th of October, Reb Chaim Zorach Greenhouse, is a silver menorah in the Hidah Mitzvah.
It's famous the Drosha of Chazal on the Pasuk in Shira, Zeh Kedim Aveo. Zeh Kedim Aveo, there's actually three Droshas that Chazal use that word. Either Va'anveyu is a Roshan of Nove, house, we build a base of Mikdosh, or Va'anveyu is a Roshan of Niv Vuhur, myself and Rebbeinu Sholem, which means that a person has a mitzvah to be Madama to the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the third, which is most famous, is the Inyan of Esnoye Lefonu B'mitzvahs, Hidru Mitzvah. Hidru Mitzvah is learned out from Zeh Kedim Va'anveyu, tell this role of a couple of themselves to do the mitzvah with the Hidru. It's interesting that even though this is the most famous of all the three drashas, Rashi and Chumash only bring the other two. The third one is a Mechilta, which is twice mentioned in Gemara. Once in the Gemara Shabbos, the Sugi of Bris Mila, and once in the beginning of Masechta Nozik. In both places, both in Shabbos and in Masechta Nozik, the Gemara enumerates a few examples of the Hidu Mitzvah. It mentions Luluf Noe, Sefer Torah Noe. The Gemara also talks about Achlichenu B'Shiroim Noim. I will cover the Sefer Torah with a beautiful mantle. The quote for the Sefer Torah. What's not mentioned, however, in the Gemara in Shabbos is Shofar Noe. Shofar Noe. Have a nice Shofar. The Gemara in Nozick does mention Shofar Noe. But in the Mechilta itself, where the Mechkoir for this whole halacha is, there's also a list of about 8 or 10 different items, and Shofar Noe is not mentioned at all in the Inyan of Zeh Kedim Aveo. Ha'itoch must be an explanation for this. We'll also talk about, Mr. Shem, a few different types of aspects of Hidu Mitzvah. For example, the Bechamtzah we'll be talking about now starts off with Esrog Noe, which Esrog Noe is the actual mitzvah itself, the actual chefet which is used for the mitzvah. The item of the mitzvah has to be done in a beautiful way. And then there's other types of hidul mitzvah, which are more outside, not the mitzvah itself. And even that we'll see different categories. For example, the Gemara in Sukkah.
A beautiful way for Esrog, and others are outside, but I thought the Esrog had to be beautiful outside.
I don't mean the inside, I mean to say apart from the actual item of the mitzvah itself. Not the item, the mitzvah itself. For example, I'll give an example, you'll see what I mean. The Gemara explains in Sukkah that there's a mitzvah of Igud Halulav, to bind the three minim, the Lulav, Hadassah, and Arovas together. Igud Halulav. And apart from that, there was a minig in Anshi Yishlaim that used to put a ring of gold around that because of Zeh Kedim Aveo. He used to put a ring of gold around the Kesha. After they already put some sort of string or little tie of the loop, he puts on to make it even more beautiful. Now that ring is not really part of the mitzvah. According to one Mandami, even the actual ring that we put on the lulav to keep the three together is also not part of the mitzvah. I'll come back to that later. And then there's the widely known way of using hidu mitzvah, and that is, as is mentioned at the beginning of this year, things which are not really connected to the mitzvah itself. For example, a silver esrog box, or, as mentioned in the notice, a silver menorah. A silver menorah makes no difference to the mitzvah whatsoever. It's the psilos, the wicks, and the oil, that is the mitzvah. Whether it's put in the earthen utensil, or whether it's put in glass, or metal, or silver and gold, it's not really the part of the mitzvah itself. It makes no difference to the mitzvah. We'll come back to these aspects later. First, let's try and analyze what exactly is the chiyuv of Zeh Kedim Aveo. The Biskarov in Masechtas Nozir is known as Griz, Hagon of Bitzok Zev. In Masechtas Nozir Dabes, points out as follows. The Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah discusses the Hiddu of the way Sefer Torah should be written. I shouldn't really call it Hiddu, the dicto of exactly how the letters of the Sefer Torah should be written. And the Rambam enumerates that in Hilchas Sefer Torah a few halachas which are, I assume, based on Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. For example, The halacha of mukif gvil. Mukif gvil means to say that every ois has to be completely surrounded by klaf. One ois not allowed to touch another ois. So the Rambam writes in that halacha, the reason why we have to do it in such a way is because zeh kelim aveir. So the Torah has to look beautiful. So the halachas have to be, even though they are based on halachas, halacha mishum Sinai, with the tzitzit, we'll come back to it, the fact you have to make lines in the Sefer Torah, and all other dinim that are depending on the way the Sefer Torah is written, goes into zeh kelim aveir. So the Biskarov, that these hidurim are really halachic aspects. Diktuk in din, the way it has to be written, but not necessarily that it's more beautiful in such a way. And calligraphy writing is a very beautiful writing, and all the letters are joined. Drawing letters doesn't seem to be any distraction in the beauty of a letter. It depends how it's written. But the fact that they're not surrounded by klaf, every letter stands apart, that doesn't particularly make it zekeli, but more nice than any other klaf. So the Bishlov explains that we see from here that the idea of hidden mitzvah is not as it's widely understood, which means to say they should look to the eyes more beautiful. That just it means that the diktuk hadin and the ul halochas that have to be done in a certain way, if it's done by shlemusa, even things that perhaps are not, will not pass the Sefer Torah. The one example that we took, it does pass the Sefer Torah. But the diktuk hadin, if the fact that done, the halacha, the din is done, the mitzvah is done by shlemus, completely, with all his diktukim, that is hidden mitzvah. Hidden mitzvah is actually the mitzvah is done properly 100%. That's his chiddush. So, even though we understood always that kelim aveir means to say the beauty which the eye sees on the mitzvah, Bishrov shows in his Rambam that the reason is because the geder of mitzvah, hidur mitzvah is the mitzvah should be done incomplete with all its tikkunim. Mitzad Sheni, on the other hand, Bishrov also mentions this, even though he's established that the hidur mitzvah is doing it according to diktuk hadin, we do find in the actual Mechilta we mentioned before, the Indian that the item of the mitzvah itself, the chayfet mitzvah, has to be more beautiful. For example, when the Mechilta says lulav noy and tzitzis noy, so lulav noy just means they should be green. We're not talking about as opposed to the dry lulav. Should be straight, should be green, should look nice to the eyes. It's nothing to do with the fact that the diktik halach is better. Or tzitzis noy, as long as the tzitzis are made from the right material and there's 8 strings, whether they're a bit more wide or a bit less wide, that's not a hilchus in the diktuk hamitzvah. That is clearly a halacha in the beauty of the chayfet hamitzvah.
The Brisker would say that the definition of lulav noah is a lulav that's mubuda in halacha. Yeah? And the definition of a tzitzis noah, according to Brisker, would be that it's made out of the shmol and all the
Hidurim are done in the Of course, it could be. But since one example of noise, right? You take the same word of the Mechilta and translate it not as meaning more of a beautiful item in the
Mechilta. You're saying the definition of Van Vevel is that we can't hold it to care in the oven of making the mitzvah, then who are they? And the same thing would apply to
all of us, yes. The only problem is that the same Mechilta also tells us that Sheroim Noim, which means that the mantle of the Sefer Torah should be done nicely, and that no one can try and sway that means Diktuk Hadin.
Yeah.
And there's also a mitzvah of that the pen that's used, the quill that's used to write the Sefer should be nice. That could say that it makes a better script, that could also be.
Sure.
Right. But that example, this is for himself, as leaves the question, according to his cloud, that Shiroim Noim does not pass into that category. So it would seem to me that even though the Bistrov has established there is an inner of Hidden Mitzvah, which is depending on the Diktuk Hadin, but there's also an inner of Hidden Mitzvah, that the Chayfetz HaMitzvah, the actual item of the Mitzvah, should be done in the most beautiful, taken in the most beautiful way. So we have in that case two Gedolim. There's one category of Mitzvahs, Hidden Mitzvah of Diktuk Hadin, and there's another category of Mitzvah, which is in the Chayfetz HaMitzvah. Perhaps more in the Yeshivish language, we could categorize it as the mitzvah in the Gavra, that the person himself should see that he does the mitzvah properly. Whether that changes in the eyes of the people or not, it makes a difference. It's the halacha should establish what is called beautiful. On Mitzal Cheney, there's the chavetz of the mitzvah. The chavetz of the mitzvah should be beautiful in itself, which everyone can understand, it should look nicer. So one is mitzvah the person, the way he's makai in the mitzvah, and the other one is mitzvah the chavetz. So let's go to Shofar, which you mentioned before. Shofar we could really understand that shofar has not an inyan bechlal of hidden mitzvah. And we mentioned the Mechilta doesn't list shofar nor, because in the Rishonim's mevur that the mitzvah of shofar is not actually taking the chepes of the shofar and blowing, but to hear the kol shofar. Therefore, the Gemara says someone blows the shofar which is gzula, shofar which is gozel, is not possible for shofar. Because if the mitzvah be to take a shofar, if the shofar is not yours, you can't be mitzvah. If it's not, you can't be yet to the mitzvah. Since the mitzvah of the shofar is only to hear the sound of the shofar, so therefore one could say that there's no inyan of hidul mitzvah in the shofar at all, in the actual chepes of the shofar. You may ask, why should a cotton blow a shofar? You cannot be yotzer. So the Shmuelovsky explains that the shofar has to be blown by a bachiyuva. The koil ha-shofar, which is the actual mitzvah, the sound of the shofar, has to come from someone who's blowing it by chiyuva, a tekiyah shel mitzvah. A tekiyah shel mitzvah, the sound of a shofar shel mitzvah, can only come if it's been blown by a chiyuva. So therefore you could have said that the shofar itself doesn't have to have a hiddur at all. Because there's a halacha, which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that we should take a shofar shel ayel. Shofar shel ayel, why not a shofar shel Rambach? To remember that Kedis Yitzchok, Reitenbach, the Bach says that you should, this goes into the get of hiddur mitzvah. If it costs more to have a shofar shel ayel, more than a shofar from another animal, which both are kosher, then there's the din of hiddur mitzvah al shlish, you have to add a third to the price for hiddur mitzvah, because that's included in the inyan of hiddur mitzvah, zei kelim ha-beil. So from the back we see clearly that the shofar itself has an inyan of hiddur mitzvah. But we could understand that the Bach explains himself what is the hiddur of the mitzvah of taking shel ayel, because through blowing the shofar, we want to call to remember the Akedis Yitzchok, and therefore it's better to do it in that way. So we could understand, therefore, that the idea of Hiddur Koil Shofar is not in the Chepes, the second aspect that we spoke about. The Chepes should be more beautiful, because as you mentioned, the Chepes is not the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah is the Kiyah Shofar. Now, it's in the Kiyum HaMitzvah. How should the mitzvah be in this time in the best way? The best way to blow Shofar is what the purpose of Shofar is. Since the purpose of Shofar is to be Ma'ir Rachamim and to remember him Shemaim, the Akedis Yitzchok, so the Kiyum HaMitzvah should be done in such a way that you should have the purpose of HaMitzvah Bishrei Musa, which that is to remind the mitzvah of Akedis Yitzchok. So therefore, in the study of Shabbos, where there we're talking about the inyan of the Mila should be more Mehudah. There the mitzvah, in the Mavuyin the Gemara, is not the actual way of being Mekai in the mitzvah, because we're talking about there are certain pieces of skin which were ignored at the beginning of the Bris Mila. And therefore, with the Kiyum HaMitzvah, he's done his mitzvah Bishrei Musa. Well, that's only a meaning of the Chepetz HaMitzvah, and therefore it's not mentioned in the Gemara the idea of Shofar Bechlal. Whereas in the Gemara in Nozir, where there is mentioned Shofar over there, because there the Gemara is talking about the idea of not the Hiddur Mitzvah and the Chepetz HaMitzvah, nor should we niskayim properly, around the Zira starting. Therefore, the Gemara mentions Shofar as well, because Shofar has a Hiddur of the Kiyum Diktuk HaLochus and Kiyum HaMitzvah. But we'll show from four different places that we're still missing. We're still missing a third aspect of the Hiddur Mitzvah. Rashi and Baba Kamad of Testament Base adds to the inner of Hiddur Mitzvah Talis Noi. Talis Noi, that means the beggar on which the tzitzis are hanging has to be a nice beggar. If we consider Talis Noi, this doesn't fit either of the two categories, because the Talis Noi doesn't make any difference to the Diktei Halakha of tzitzis. Tzitzis have a certain amount of chutin, strings, a certain length, have to be a certain amount of knots, and then there's the minhogim of the is of how to turn the krichos on the tzitzis, but the beged itself, the krod itself, has no shaykhus the mitzvah whatsoever. It doesn't even have a kedusha tzitz. So where does that come into one of these two categories? It's not the dikri kadin, and it's not even the chepetz mitzvah. So where did Rashi get this idea in Baba Kamad of Tess that beged noe is also included in the zekhe libanvi? One. The second one, as we mentioned before, the Bistrov asked the question of his own shitter, that the mantle of a sefer Torah has to be beautiful. Same question. The mantle of the sefer Torah does not make any difference to the Kiyum HaMitzvah whatsoever. Kiyum HaMitzvah, how you have to write the sefer Torah, there's mitzvah of Kriya sefer Torah, but how the mitzvah has to be covered from the outside is not part of the Dikta Kadin, and it's also, of course, not part of the Chavis HaMitzvah. The Chavis HaMitzvah is the sefer Torah. You could put the sefer Torah without the cover, but it's exactly the same sefer Torah. So the Shiroim Noyim doesn't fit into either of these two categories. A third Gemara which has to be explained is the Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Zayin on the base, which you mentioned before, that in Anshei Shlaim used to add on top of the Lulav, on top of the Igud HaLulav, Gimunius Shazov, a ring of gold. And this ring of gold is not what's holding the mitzvah together at all. It's not holding the lulav together because they're being held by their own igut. The Gemara says it's just because they're kelim by way it's making it more beautiful. In what way is it making it more beautiful? This ring has not added anything to the mitzvah whatsoever. And of course, it's not the chesed shel mitzvah. Everything is b'shlemus. You have your lulav, you have your dasim, you have your arovus, you have the igud halulav, or we could call it the koshikul, is also part of the igud halulav. And this is just a golden ring on top, which has absolutely no shaykhus to the chesed shel mitzvah. So we see again that there must be another aspect to the inyan of hidu mitzvah, which is not the chesed should be more beautiful, and it's not the way the kium hamitzvah, as we said, mitzvah the gavra, mitzvah the person should be kind of mitzvah, because these three hidu mentioned have no shaykhus to either of those two aspects. A fourth gemara, which is even more interesting, is the Rashbam at the beginning of Arvi Psochem. Arvi Psochem doesn't have a Rashi, it has a Perish Rashbam. And there the Mishnah says, Arvi Psochem, somuch lemincha, when he gets to the afternoon times, lo yoichel odem anchetechshach. One shouldn't eat anything. Of course not chametz, matzah also not. So the Rashbam explains, the Losh Rashbam is, kideish yoichel matzah shel mitzvah l'te'ovoin, mishum hidu mitzvah. You should not eat in the afternoon, Erev Pesach, Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. What's the Hidur Mitzvah? When he gets to the evening, he can have his appetite for the Mitzvah. Hidur Mitzvah. I understand, let's call it maybe a Chumrah, or it's a good idea, practical. But where does Hidur Mitzvah come into Erev Pesach in the afternoon? It's not beyond it. It's not, there's my Mitzvah Bechlau. So of course, that can't have any Shaykhus to the Diktuk HaMitzvah. One could say that since the Mitzvah Bishleimus is to eat it with appetite, therefore, not eating on Erev Pesach is also part of the Hidur Mitzvah. But that's a bit difficult. Because anything that goes into actually, let's say, by covering the matzahs with a beautiful cover, will give a person more cheshek, or the matzahs in a shape that gives you more, it makes it more exciting, it shouldn't be burnt, it shouldn't be too thick. So I could understand, because that's, as you be mekayem the mitzvah, you should do it in such a way with cheshek. But to tell us that a few hours before Yom Tov, you shouldn't have dinner, you shouldn't fill up your stomach because you should have appetite in the evening, that's called Hidur Mitzvah. Which Hidur Mitzvah is this? There's no chefer to the mitzvah whatsoever. And it's also no dikduk in the Hilkasa Mitzvah. And again, the Rashbam says the inner of Hidur Mitzvah, Zekeli Bambeo. Mukhrach Mordi's four places.
Why is it the mitzvah not easy before? If you're going to go eat whole meal before, you're not able to eat the matzah with chefer.
So the dikduk mitzvah starts in the evening. You should be hungry and eat it with the oven, but not eating on Erev Pesach should be called Hidur Mitzvah. Not eating Erev Pesach. So it's a chon, it's like going to bake matzahs. No one's to bake matzahs Hidur Mitzvah. Without that, you won't be able to have appetite. Without your mitzvah, without baking mitzvah, you won't have your matzah. But that's all Erev Pesach. There's a famous mitzvah chenach, which the halacha with a person is mechuyev to be involved in the mitzvah before he comes to the mana mitzvah, or can it be called the oinus? He said, beforehand, before a person started in the mitzvah, there's no chiyuv mitzvah b'chal before this man ha-mitzvah. Every person called a hidur mitzvah not to eat.
No, the hidur is to be hungry a second before you eat.
Right.
The only way that you can achieve that is not to eat before that.
That's a chonel mitzvah. That's a chonel mitzvah. Someone goes to mikveh before he goes to marav when he rocks, before he goes to sukkah. Is that called a hidur mitzvah because he's doing mekayim the mitzvah but more b'tahara?
I'm coming to mitzvah whether I'm hungry or not. It's a hidur to be hungry. The only way I can be hungry is if I don't eat before.
The only way to have matzah is to bake it. That's not called a hidur mitzvah. That's not called a hidur mitzvah. That's just the achonah that in order that when you come to the mitzvah, you should do it then, b'shlemus. So the shlemus ha-mitzvah is that when you have your matzah in front of you with your knedlich, with the super knedlich, don't start with the super knedlich because you won't have appetite for your matzah. But before this man ha-mitzvah, which is just a preparation that when it comes to this man ha-mitzvah, I should have my appetite, that can't be called a hidur in the mitzvah itself. It can be called achod in the mitzvah of shleimus. Where does the word hidur mitzvah come into? Al kaponim, if we explained that before, the dikta halacha is no. You can't. Someone who eats an Erev Pesach some other mezonos whatever, or some Pesach cake, and he fills himself up, he hasn't been mivatel mitzvah at all. At the moment, al kaponim, when it comes to the, I'm not even so sure if he's mivatel mitzvah when he eats matzah shelo l'te'ovin. Yes, just understand when he comes to the mitzvah, make sure he eats a little oven and don't distract yourself in other ways to take away the oven. But Erev Pesach is not more than a chon away comes the hidur mitzvah. It's muchach that there's a third aspect to the inyan of hidur mitzvah. Before we go to the third aspect, I'd like to mention the same brisker of that we mentioned in Nozzle Aves has a sophic. What exactly is the idea, not the idea, but what's the gate of the mitzvah, hidur mitzvah? Is it that each mitzvah on its own has a halacha that you should mekayim the mitzvah b'shlemusa? Or is it an extra halacha that a person has to go towards mitzvahs in the nicest way? Let me give you another example to understand. For example, the idea of a brocha. Right? The Chazal Masakim before every mitzvah you make a bracha. That mitzvah, all mitzvahs need a bracha beforehand. That is not halacha in the mitzvah itself. The mitzvah is the same mitzvah but with a bracha without the bracha. Just as the Chazal Chazal that before you go to any mitzvah, part of the achon of the mitzvah is the bracha. As the Rich for him, Sotom explains that the neshama has to be before the guf, so the person has to prepare his neshama before he gets to the mitzvah. But that's only preparation, which is a general inyan, a general takon which Chazal and Masakim about all mitzvahs. But it's not that Hilchas Shofar has a halacha that it has to be, you have to blow this neskias, and the shofar has to be this shape and it made of this material, and it has to be a bracha. It's not a mitzvah shofar, it's a general halacha in all mitzvahs. For example, there's a mitzvah, the Charedim says the mitzvah has to be done by Simcha. It doesn't mean that Lulav has a sif cotton and Hilchas Lulav that you have to do with Simcha. Sukkah has a part of its mitzvah. Sukkah. The general inyan that the person has to be makbid on all mitzvahs. That or it could be that Hiddur mitzvah is halacha in the mitzvah itself. Just like the price, one has to pay more for Mehudadika mitzvah. So it could be that each mitzvah has its own halacha. This mitzvah has to be done in its most beautiful way. This mitzvah is done, it's a part of the Hilchas HaMitzvahs. Now, the first two aspects that we spoke till now, whether it's a hiddur in the kiyum hamitzvah, or whether it's a hiddur in the chepes of the mitzvah itself, we can understand, that's the second tzad that we just mentioned, that every, it could be that both of them are correct, right? That's what I want to say. It could be both of them are correct. That the hiddur mitzvah we mentioned till now, they are mitzvahs on the mitzvah itself, how the person has to be kind of mitzvah, the halachos properly, as the bistrov mentioned, and how the chepes of mitzvah has to be. That could be, is a mitzvah on every mitzvah. You start with tzitzis, make sure you know the halachas properly, and make sure you have the proper tzitzis, the mehudadika tzitzis. You start with lulav, take a nice lulav, and make sure you do the halachas properly. But the other side of the risk rov, that there's a general inyan that a mitzvah should be done with him. That could be a third aspect of hiddur mitzvah, which is, a mitzvah has to be done in such a way that the person who kind of mitzvah will enjoy it. Will enjoy it. He'll do it with simcha, he'll have a cheshik on the mitzvah. A cheshik on the mitzvah, that itself is a hiddur mitzvah. Just like we mentioned that the Charedim says that a simcha shel mitzvah is one of, he has 15 conditions how all mitzvahs have to be done. And one of them is a bracha, and one of them he says it has to be done with simcha. So it could be that hiddur mitzvah is not a mitzvah which is depending on the halachas, and not a mitzvah which is depending on the chefetz. No, it's depending that when a person would like to be mekayin the mitzvah, do it in such a way that it should be geschmack, it should be enjoyable, it should want to do it. That's another hiddur mitzvah, which is what's called zeh keli v'amveyu. Zeh keli v'amveyu, when the Mepharshim explained that the two pshatim of Zeh Keli HaMaveyo of building a Beis Hamikdash and Zeh Keli HaMaveyo of Noah Hidra Mitzvah go together. They built the Mishkan in a beautiful way. Now the Mishkan wouldn't make any difference, especially Mishkan, yeah, but the Beis Hamikdash had upon him. The Mishkan, everything had to be done by detail in the Torah. But the Beis Hamikdash didn't have any details exactly how it was done. The Shlomo did it in the most beautiful way. That's because you come to the Beis Hamikdash, this is a place, this is beautiful. That is the inyan of Hidra Mitzvah, which is today that the person who is Mekayim the mitzvah should enjoy the mitzvah. All these questions mentioned before can be explained with that together. For example, we mentioned, why does Rashi say that Beged Noe is a Hidra mitzvah? It has no shaykhus to the halachas, it has no shaykhus to the kiyum mitzvah, to the chepes of mitzvah. But to put on a talis now, which is a talis which is full of stains, hasn't gone to dry cleaning for 2 years, or to take a new talis out of the packet, is a different mitzvah. You're Mekayim, more geschmack, you make the mitzvah, you hold it better, you enjoy it, you're not ashamed to wear it. It's a mitzvah, the Hidra mitzvah. And a person makes a noye sukkah. The Gemara mentions lists of about four lines in Gemara of what you should, how you should decorate the sukkah. It doesn't say how you should decorate the other mitzvahs. Sukkah has to be decorated. Why? You go into sukkah, it should be more enjoyable than going into a normal salon. There should be everything, at least the maximum that you can have it to enjoy it. That's a hiddur mitzvah, which makes no difference in the dikta halacha, but it's a hiddur mitzvah that the mitzvah should be done in the best way, with the best cheshu. Memeilu. We mentioned the mantle for Sefer Torah. Mantle for Sefer Torah, that makes no difference to Sefer Torah itself, but it makes the mitzvah more enjoyable. Why they put a golden ring around outside the lulav, also for the same reason, because the mitzvah makes no difference, but it's done with more geschmack. And with that we can understand the hidden mitzvah of the Rashbam Imsochem, because Enoch and Naman not eating on Erev Pesach makes no difference to the halachos of, at the moment of Kabbalah on Erev Pesach. There's no chilik in the halach itself, and there's no chilik in the chepetz mitzvah by not eating a pesach, you haven't got a more beautiful matzah in the evening. Now, when it comes to the mitzvah, you're going to do the mitzvah more cheshuk. So either it could be that there's a nice cover around the mitzvah, because it's more cheshuk, or it could be that by preparing the person himself will make it do more cheshuk. So we mentioned before a silver neira, or a silver ester box, that is no difference in the diktik halacha of the ester, and no difference in the kiyum mitzvah, and no difference in the chepetz mitzvah. But the third gate of Hidu Mitzvah, we should mention that this idea of Muhuda, that should be done in a beautiful way to give Cheshek, that there is. If you walk with the Esrog, with the silver box, and you're definitely going to enjoy the Mitzvah more than the carton box. It's quite simple. So Mela, the third aspect of Hidu Mitzvah passes for all these ideas, which you mentioned. On the other hand, no one has ever said that you have to build a beautiful house in order to be kind of mitzvah mezuzah be here. No, we haven't found. Why not? Why not also make the house beautiful in order that the mitzvah should be mitzvah should be done by here? Now the question becomes stronger in what we just mentioned now, that the mitzvah should be done in more of a cheshek, so you could say that's this and that. It's more enjoyable to put mezuzah on a beautiful house than on a cellar door. It's quite simple. Now it's a kenzai that even though we mentioned that this is an aspect of hidden mitzvah which hasn't the mitzvah itself, but it has to be a kaponim, a part of the mitzvah. A part of the mitzvah has to be. The person should have more appetite, or the tefillah should look more beautiful, or the esrog should be done more cheshek, but that's only when it's the mitzvah itself. But when the house has no shaykhus to the mitzvah itself, absolutely. No shaykhus to the mitzvah. It's no kesher to the mitzvah at all, and it could be there's no hidden mitzvah at all. I want to mention a fourth aspect, which the Bistrov himself mentions as well. That there's one more inyan, which is also looked at as hidden mitzvah, but it's not from Zeh Kelev, it's a different posse completely. As the Rambam, Mr. Rambam says in Hilchos Isur Mizbeach, when he talks about that a korban has to be done, the animal has to be done in the most perfect way, so he says, so is with all mitzvahs. When a person gives something for Kodesh Baruch Hu and wants to kind of mitzvah, he should take the best item that he has. The best item he has. He says, someone comes to the door and he's closed, take the best item of clothing you have and give it to him. Or whatever mitzvah it may be, to build a base of marriage, build it in the best way. And the Rambam is the apostle, Kol Chelev Lashem. The most beautiful part, the Chelev is the smetan that is English. The best part that you have, the best thing you have, should be given to Hashem. Says the Bistrov, this cannot have to be hidden mitzvah. This can't be Zeh Chelev Aveyu. Because it could be that the best item of clothing they have in their home is not nice at all. Just haven't got anything better than that. Haven't got anything better. And it could be that build a base of marriage, certain community build a base of marriage. They can't afford anything better. They'll do their best, but it'll be a wooden shack. And they'll be kind with the best they can give. But there's not enough to mix in that thing, because it doesn't particularly look beautiful, and it doesn't make the mitzvah any better. But they've done their maximum because they've given the best they have to Hashem. That is the fourth aspect of doing it in the best way, which is not hidden mitzvah. It's called Chedim Hashem. So we have three aspects in the Chedim Aveyu, and one more in the idea of Chedim Hashem. I'll just mention one little nafkimino, which could be in this chakir here. There's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, in the Rechaim, Sim Kuf Mem Zayin. The person has a month of a Sefer Torah, and inside of it is one side, it should be. One side is silk, and the other side is pishton. Pishton is more flex, is a more of a rough sort of material, and silk is a fine material. There's a machlokes, which way, let's say there's no printed letters on it, it's just a plain piece of cloth, which way should that month be used for the Sefer Torah? Should the silk side be inside, not the Sefer Torah itself, should have the more comfortable material, or is it on the outside, and it's actually pitched on the machlokes of the Nagorn, because the machlokes is out there, you're showing him before, so Shams with the Sefer, the machlokes in the Ramal, which way should be done. So, the Lechayra, if we try and concentrate on what sort of halacha does this belong, what group does this belong, the idea of having a silk mantle, that's not of course an addictive halacha, like we said, and it also has no shaykhas to the Kiyum HaMitzvah. It can only be in the way it should be done to give the person more cheshek. To give the person more cheshek. So the machlokes here would be like this. That the shitta, the hole, the inside should be better. That we can understand because you're doing the best for the Sefer Torah. You're doing the best for the Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah has a chance to be more comfortable, but it's more mechubadik over and should be done from the Sefer Torah. The shit of the holder should be from the outside, held that this belongs to the idea of the mitzvah should be done with the cheshek, like we mentioned before, should be done with the simcha. If the silk is inside, it may be very mechubadi for the Sefer Torah, but that won't make any difference when you take it out of the Arna Kodesh. So therefore, that's the shit of the Gaon held that the silk side should be the outside, because even though mitzvah the Sefer Torah perhaps is not the best, or mitzvah the way you look at the mitzvah, it's now in more of a cheshek.